So, you know, I've talked about this many, many times before. I get that house, three-bedroom house, no kids, built that sunroom. So basically now I'm the master bedroom, the sunroom, the kitchen, the bathroom. That's all I use. That's it.
That's it?
That's it. And I got all the rest of this house that I don't even really need.
And I got a pretty sizable house in East Long, and I realized I could use an extra room or two.
Yeah, yeah. But there are actually people who live in very tiny, little, itty-bitty houses.
Gregory Johnson is the director of Resources for Life. The Small House Society is a group of people that is really downsizing. He's on the phone with us right now. Gregory, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Thanks for coming on, Greg. I saw this last week on the Today Show, and I actually thought it was very cool.
Well, you know what's amazing is that many people right now are living in efficiency apartments that might be, you know, 10 by 12, 10 by 14, that type of thing. And I was one of those folks who was paying hundreds of dollars a month in rent. Well, I decided, why not just build a freestanding efficiency apartment? And that's what I did. So now I'm free of house payments.
Now, in most places, I mean, are we talking about people who would own, you know, like a quarter acre, half acre lot and then build a very small house on it?
Well, that's the irony of it. You know, we talk about having a smaller footprint, and that's much of what this movement is about. Yet many of the people who do live in these tiny homes decide to live on large plots of land just to enjoy the peace and quiet and scenery.
Well, that's why I asked, because I'm wondering, do zoning laws allow you to build a very small house if you're in a neighborhood where all the other houses are generally the same size?
Well, remember, there are going to be zoning laws and local covenants. So you may be okay with regard to local zoning, but there may be a local community covenant that says, hey, we want all the homes to be, 2,500, 3,000 square feet. But with regard to local zoning, yes, you know, many communities still have what are called minimum size standards. So, you know, if it's just you and you've been living in an apartment, you want to build a home the size of the apartment you're living in, the law may prohibit that.
This is Gregory Johnson from the from Resources for Life, the Small House Society. There's a picture on your website of a small house that looks like it's on a trailer, like a 12 by 12 trailer, and it looks like a pretty nice glorified tool shed. Is that an accurate description of this house?
Yeah. In fact, that's the home that I live in. I think if I'm remembering the one you're talking about.
Now, that's your house?
Yes.
Sweet.
10 by 7, actually.
10 by 7. So this kind of living is not for, say, a large family, like
correct,
of three
correct.
People.
No.
And if you do the math, you know, I'm just one person. So if you have three, four, five people in a house, well, you have to multiply it out and figure you're back up to, you know, 600 square feet or something like that.
Now, how much did it cost you to build that small house?
Well, that's the benefit of it. The cost per square foot is about the same as typical construction, but you're talking about such a smaller footprint construction-wise, so the cost for materials was about $15,000, about the cost of a used car, you know.
That's not bad. Now,
did you have a bathroom in there?
How many bathrooms?
I could have a bathroom if I wanted. There are, you know, incinerating and dry composting toilets and that type of thing, but I knew that the home would be next to residence, and so I thought, you know, why build in that kind of redundancy when I have kitchen and shower and
got a family room
next door? What's that?
Is it a family room?
Yeah, there's kind of a larger space downstairs.
Downstairs?
And then there's an upstairs.
there's two floors. Wow. Yeah. Well, now, what about a basement?
The basement's very tiny.
The basement is under the trailer.
Yeah, no, it's just that space under the trailer.
Would there be a waterfall grotto?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Now, add on.
so now the bedroom is basically a loft upstairs?
Right, right.
So here's a crazy question. Are you single?
Yes, I am now, but I'm planning to get married. So
oh, really?
Yeah.
And what kind of place are you living in now?
That's it. That's his house right
there.
That's
what he said he used to live in.
Oh, yeah. You don't live there now?
Yeah, I live there now, actually.
Yeah. So has the girlfriend seen it?
Yeah, she has. She likes it, but she thinks it's a bit too small.
The first time you met her and you said, hey, want to go back to my place, And you pulled into the driveway of this.
And she said, where is it?
She said, well, is it behind that?
Is it behind the tool shed?
And she still went in with you?
Yeah, awkward moments, you know.
Honestly, though, what was her reaction, Greg?
Well, you know, it's funny. The context in which this house is in within my life is I work full-time at the University of Iowa, and I've now written a book called Put Your Life on a Diet, Lessons Learned Living in 140 Square Feet. So, you know, by living a very normal life, I think people make some allowances for this tiny house. But, yeah, people, I think, are fascinated by it, as is evidenced by the news stories and such. But because of the whole movement of people wanting to be greener and more sustainable and simpler these days, I think it has a lot of appeal.
Now, as we said, you kind of got it on a trailer here. So, I mean, if they asked you to leave, you could just pick up and move.
Yeah, exactly. Now, of course, I would like to have it on a foundation. It would be nice to have, you know, electric and water service. But according to our local city laws, it's illegal to do so. So you can have a house up on a trailer. That's fine. But if you set it on the ground, then you have to comply with a lot of different building laws and codes.
Oh, I see.
I think for the average person, though, Greg, you know, they look at a place like this and can imagine that, like, moving into a trailer park would be a major step up, whereas for most people, it's a major step down.
See? It changes your priorities.
I assume you had to have that kind of a certain mindset going into it so that you didn't have the haves or have-nots that most of us have.
Yeah, I was looking at building my own home. I started looking back at times in my life when I was really happy with the spaces where I was in, and I realized that it was during times when I was on vacation, you know, going to the lake house in Minnesota or visiting a retreat center in Canada and this type of thing, and all of those spaces were small, simple spaces. So I thought, you know, why not just live every day as though I'm on vacation going to my cabin or cottage, you know?
Now, it has a nice little porch on the front, but, you know, usually porches are something you like to go and sit out on. Do you just have to go out and stand on your porch?
Standing room only.
Yeah.
It's more just functional, really. You know, when I get home, if it's raining, I have a space where I can take off my coat and go inside the house.
Where's the grill?
I actually have a grill. It's inside.
Oh, inside.
I see.
That's the best place to grill. Now, the angle that this is on, I can't tell. Is there a one- or two-car garage over on the side there?
Yeah, on the side, there's a one-and-a-half-car garage.
There is a one-and-a-half-car garage.
The garage is bigger than the house.
And what about a pool? Or you just fill a trash barrel with water.
That would be good, the pool. I could even put the house on pontoons, and then I could just step off the porch and be in the pool.
Now, this book you wrote, can you have that inside the house?
Yes, there is room for the book.
There is room for the book. Just a book.
Just one book, though.
One.
Now, I have to believe the biggest thing that people have that preventing them from doing this is not necessarily the size of the house, but that they have too many things that need to go inside the house. What is inside your house?
That's it, though. Too much stuff.
You know, clothes, some food, books, my notebook computer. Once you have a notebook computer, then suddenly you have access to movies, music, television, I mean, the internet.
Okay, but you got a fridge?
I don't use a fridge at home. I could.
Of course
but
not.
My own diet is basically vegetarian or vegan, so I eat a lot of foods that don't require refrigeration.
Oven? Stove?
No, I would use, as I say, I'm next door to a resident, so if I want to do some more complicated cooking, I can do that. But
so these,
usually I eat downtown.
These residents you live next door to, are you kind of like a freeloader on their property? Or?
Well, no, actually, it's some land that's been in our family for a couple of generations. And so my daily routine is I get up usually around 5 or 6 in the morning and go to the gym, start my day downtown, and I'll grab something to eat downtown and shower at the gym. So I really don't have much need for using the house that's there on the property. But it's nice to have it as a fallback in case I did need it.
You can check out all this information on resourcesforlife.com. Comparatively speaking, who had a nicer place, you or the Unabomber?
My place is a little bit nicer.
It's a lot
I would agree with that assessment. First of all, it looks like it's got replacement windows, and I think that's something that Ted Kaczynski never had.
Does it have electricity?
You know, I use batteries and an inverter if I ever need electric. But, of course, today's appliances, you know, the cell phone, iPhone, notebook, computer, that type of thing, all just charge up, and then you use them throughout the day without needing electricity.
You have Wi-Fi?
Yes, access to Wi-Fi.
No. Do you have Wi-Fi?
No, I don't have Wi-Fi. No. I don't have any wires at all. So.
No wires at all. Now, what about codes? I mean, are these things... Excuse me, do they meet fire codes? Are there other codes that have to be taken into account?
Well, that's the thing. You know, once they're built on a trailer, it falls under the category of an RV or a camper of some kind.
Oh, okay.
And people have their own latitude when they're building, kind of like building a boat, I guess.
Right? Yeah.
So it's not like you need to have, like, a fire escape off a second floor window.
No, but you do need to have a second exit, don't you?
I think if I were renting it or something, I would need that. But, you know, if it's falling under the category of a camper, I mean, there are exits through the windows, I guess. So, yeah.
For people?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I could exit out the window if I needed to.
Where do you keep your dream car?
My green car?
No, your dream. Do you know, like Barbie's little dream car?
I don't think he's...
Yeah, it would have to be pretty small.
I was going to say... Gregory Johnson, it's a fascinating way of living. And again, you look at resourcesforlife.com, the Small House Society.
Have you ever heard about a burglary?
No, I haven't. That's one of the benefits, I think, of living simple is that you don't have to worry about people stealing things because you don't have anything to steal, right?
Well, yeah. they could steal the house.
Yeah, they could steal the house.
Yeah, you come home and there's just, you know, sticks there. It is, like I said, I saw this on the Today Show, and I thought it looked really, really cool. But I've got a big screen TV, and now I've realized it was actual size.
Yeah. Well, you know, for a lot of people, these principles really have value. I mean, they may not move into a tiny house like mine, but if they're living in New York City and they can downsize from, let's say, you know, 700 square feet to 400 square feet, they may save several thousand dollars in a year on rent. You know?
Mm-hmm. You got central air in this thing?
No, central air is the window opening up.
Yeah. Well, I hope you keep us in mind for the big Christmas party. That's what we're waiting for.
Yeah, do you ever
big potluck dinner?
Do you ever throw parties over there?
Parties usually involve 2-3 people the most.
Oh, okay. I see. That's nothing wrong with that.
They're downsizing everything.
Yeah.
Again, Gregory Johnson, the Director of Resources for Life, the Small House Society. Gregory, appreciate the time, and best of luck with the house.
Thank you so much.
Hey,
we'll
send you a housewarming gift. A blanket.
Right. It's Rock 102.